For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. U.S. President Barack Obama is promising to sanction any new legislation U.S. lawmakers bring forward when it comes to sanctions against Iran. At the same time, Obama is welcoming a new agreement to start implementing an interim deal on Iran's nuclear program starting a week from now. Under the deal, Iran will start eliminating its stockpiles of higher-level enriched uranium. The Iranian side is also going to begin dismantling some of its enrichment infrastructure. The interim step is meant to lay the groundwork for negotiations among the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, to creating a long-term nuclear agreement. A second batch of Chinese humanitarian assistance has arrived in Syria. Around 100 tons of aid, including much-needed blankets, arrived in Damascus on Sunday. The current batch of aid is worth over $3 million. The Syrian Red Crescent Society is being tasked with distributing the aid. Over 4 million people are believed to be internally displaced within Syria because of the lingering conflict. Tribal fighting in Libya has left over 24 dead in southern Libya. 27 are dead and 72 wounded in the city of Sabha and its surrounding areas. The fighting broke out between tribal factions following an armed assault on a military base on Friday. That attack saw a number of soldiers killed, including the city of Sabha's revolutionary commander. The Libyan government has formed a committee to deal with the situation. The committee is going to try to approach tribal elders to see if they will help bring the conflict to an end. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is ruling out a military assault on Fallujah, a key Iraqi city, which has been besieged by al-Qaeda-linked militants. Fighters belonging to the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant took over Fallujah and parts of the nearby city of Ramadi nearly 2 weeks ago. Iraqi security forces have since regained control of Ramadi. However, Fallujah remains unsecured, prompting thousands to flee the city. Thousands of Israelis have been taking time to line up outside the Israeli Knesset to pay their last respects to Ariel Sharon. The former Israeli prime minister died over the weekend after lingering in a stroke-induced coma for the past 8 years. Sharon's coffin has been placed in the main foyer of the Israeli parliament. An official memorial service is scheduled to take place later on this Monday. Dignitaries, including U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, are expected to attend. Sheikh Hasina has been sworn in for her second straight term as Bangladesh's prime minister. Former Prime Minister Khaleda Zia, leader of the opposition BNP, was absent from the swearing-in ceremony at the presidential residence in Dhaka. Hasina has taken the oath of office 1 week after her Awami League party won an election, which was marred by street fighting, low voter turnout, and an opposition boycott. At least 18 people were killed in election day violence. More than 100 polling centers were also set on fire. The BNP is vowing to continue to try to force Hasina to step down. China's securities watchdog has announced a new set of measures to tighten the supervision of the initial public offering process. The China Securities Regulatory Commission is going to launch spot checks on the IPO roadshows of new issues. Issuers and major underwriters may face suspensions if illegal maneuvers are discovered. Under the new rules, issuers also have to publish investment risk reports during the 3 weeks before subscription if the price ceiling exceeds the average P/E ratio in the secondary market. China's moon rover U2, Jade Rabbit, and the Chang'e 3 lander have just woken up after a period of dormancy that lasted 2 weeks, or one lunar night, in a move designed to ride out harsh climatic conditions. U2 has finished necessary setting procedures and entered a normal working mode following orders from the Beijing Aerospace Control Center, according to a statement issued by the center on Sunday. It has started its rove around the moon's surface and scientific missions. Chang'e 3 has also been awakened automatically and is currently in normal condition. China succeeded in its first 300-meter saturation dive on Sunday morning as three divers returned safe and sound from deep water to the living chamber on their ship. The diving bell actually reached a depth of 313.5 meters under the South China Sea. China is now working to develop saturation diving technology that would work at a depth of 500 meters under the sea. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.